This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Former Arkansas Congressman Marion Barry is having surgery next week to remove a brain tumor that was recently detected. Barry's son Mitch said today that the former Democratic congressman will have surgery next Tuesday at UAMS. Barry was admitted there on Sunday night after tests showed a mass on the left side of his brain. Barry's son said the former congressman is back at his home in Gillette now. The 68-year-old Barry was elected to the 1st Congressional District in eastern Arkansas in 1996. He spent 14 years in the U.S. Congress and decided against running for another term last year. At the time, he cited unspecified health problems as the reason for scrapping his reelection bid. 16th Judicial District law enforcement agencies will be brought up to date on recent changes in criminal law during a June 22nd seminar conducted by prosecuting attorney Don McSpadden and his staff. The changes came from the last state legislative session. McSpadden said the legislature did completely away with the criminal drug laws as the agencies currently know them, and many other laws have reduced felonies to misdemeanors. McSpadden said the seminar should be informative to all law enforcement agencies, and he's asked each one to send as many officers as possible. The seminar will be held in Independence Hall on the UACCB campus in Batesville. Since 1997, the Citizens Bank has proudly served as the champion of lights, or, put another way, the corporate sponsor of Batesville's Celebrate America. The Senior Vice President of Marketing for Citizens Bank, Linda Creighton, said, quote, "Thanks to our loyal base of local sponsors, we've been able to bring one of Arkansas's largest fireworks shows to Batesville and Riverside Park. For the past 13 years, thousands of families from Independence County and the surrounding areas have came to the park for entertainment, food, vendors, and, of course, the fireworks." She said it was reported by the Batesville Fire Department that last year's Celebrate America fireworks display drew an estimated 11,000 spectators. Celebrate America has become a proud tradition for many in this area, and this year promises to exceed expectations. If you'd like more information on this July 4th fireworks display, you can call 698-6382. And it wasn't that long ago that farmers in East Arkansas were wondering whether their fields would dry in time for planting. Now, they're battling drought-like conditions. Agri-officials say that prices for commodities are still rising, so growers are doing all they can to get cotton or soybeans in the ground. Additionally, growers say they're having problems with pigweed, and herbicide-resistant weed that poses a further challenge. Some rain's expected this weekend, which could give farmers a break, but a lot of cropland got virtually no rain last June. This year, farmers are further behind in planting, and they need the rain not only to provide moisture to plants, but also to activate nitrogen fertilizer. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.